Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us up next.
Well, Neighbors, does market volatility have you feeling stressed? Maybe it's time you took another look at growing sesame. Sesame prices are at an all-time high and covered by an acre contract that could be just the thing to calm your nerves. Coupled with unmatched shatter, insect, and drought resistance, farmers are relying on sesame as a profitable rotation crop in the production system. Sesico has developed these varieties to be low input and use 30% less water than Milo and half the nitrogen. When compared side-by-side with other summer crop options, sesame will come out ahead in almost all hot, dry conditions. To sign up acres for this summer or to speak to one of Sesico's qualified agronomists, please contact Danny Pieper at 580-530-1921. That phone number again for Danny Pieper, 580-530-1921. Sesame, a great summer crop option for you here in 2011.
This world most certainly a very uncertain place right now. A lot of nervousness because of the situation in the Middle East with Libya and surrounding nations. Also, the problems that the Japanese continue to have with their nuclear power plants that they're trying to get under control. When it comes to this type of nervousness in the marketplace, that means that we'll oftentimes see the market jump up and jump down or vice versa. Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says, in the case of the cash cattle market, one of the reasons that we came off the highs real quickly a couple of weeks ago was all this uncertainty. One of those things that's out there, the Japanese market, and Dr. Peel believes that maybe, just maybe, we'll have an opportunity to get them to think about maybe relaxing some of the standards they've got on U.S. beef coming into that country because of some shortfall in their domestic production.
Well, I think, again, it's hard to say. The bottom line is it's uncertain right now. You know, if one looks at it, you look at where most of the damage was, certainly the direct damage from the earthquake and the tsunami, much of that was in agricultural areas, and then now you've got radiation contamination on top of that in some of these areas. And so one would have to think that increases the odds that the Japanese are going to need some additional food imports. And I think in that sense, there's some reason to believe that. The other side is you just don't know how they'll react politically. There's always a chance that they will kind of retrench and react in a knee-jerk way, at least for a period of time. We don't see any indication of that at this point in time, so I think most people feel that as a little bit of time goes on and we get past the immediate crisis a bit, that there is a fair chance that this represents some additional opportunities for agricultural exports to Japan.
Now, here at home, what about this current cattle market? Darrell, are we at or close to maybe the top end of the market for springtime 2011, you think?
I think, you know, there's several indications that cattle markets are kind of looking like they've maybe reached a seasonal peak. Honestly, it's a little hard to say. There's enough turbulence in the water right now. It's a little hard to be absolutely sure of that. But certainly the Fed cattle market in particular kind of has that feel to it after putting in that spike up 2 weeks ago. As you suggested, it settled back a little bit and appears to be kind of at least a plateau, if not a noticeable seasonal peak here.
Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel talking about this current cattle market where he sees it going here in the short term. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Neighbors, it's coming. The Ratliff Ranch's annual spring bull and commercial female sale is set for 12 noon Saturday, April 2nd at the ranch in Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 650 head, including a powerful set of 150 Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, over 500 commercial females to sell as well. For more information, you can call Ratliff Ranch's 918-256-5561 or go to our website www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the auction button.
We remind you, previous Beef Buzzes up on our website www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.